Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. We're joined today by Dr. Sunny Leong from Town Square Orthodontics in the South Side by Twilliger, and Dr. Justin Kim, who represents Expressions Orthodontics and Fort Orthodontics. And I know at one point during the show I'll say orthotics for sure, but for now we're on track, and that's great. So you mentioned earlier in the show that it's a relationship that is developed between an orthodontist and the client, the parents, and the children. So why should a parent choose you? I mean, there's a lot of competition out there. What's special about you guys?
Yeah, you know what? There definitely is a lot more orthodontic offices out there, and they're all great. We're all colleagues. I think that the thing that really sets us apart is that, you know, we're all about just having fun and just having a great time at the office. I think that's sort of our philosophy of things. I think for me, you know, my background actually was in nursing. I was in nursing before I ever was in dentistry or in orthodontics. And I'd like to think that some of that good bedside manner that I learned in nursing school translates to the experience at our office. You know, we just really focus on the communication and all that. And I think the other thing, too, is that they get a lot of doctor time with us. And I think that's people really do appreciate that. You know, we're not a factory. We don't see 100 patients a day. You know, we see maybe 30 or 40 and just sort of keep it small. But, you know, I want to know, you know, how they're, what they did over the weekend, maybe the latest TikTok video that my patients were looking at, you know, all those little things that sort of build that relationship. And I think, you got it or you don't, you can't fabricate that. And I think that's what makes us genuine is sort of that. It's a sort of touchy feeling answer, I know, but hopefully I didn't make you laugh too hard there, Daryl.
No, just, I mean, I was laughing because I think about my grandkids, and boy, they're locked on YouTube and TikTok. Like, do they never sit down and watch TV anymore? But I think another thing you bring to the table is obviously compassion. Like, as we discussed in the first segment, you travel the world helping people for free in all kinds of remote locations. And I think that says a lot. If I'm looking for someone that I know is going to be compassionate and work well with my child, I think you'd be a standout. Now, a lot of people, since COVID started, have offered up virtual experiences. Do you guys have virtual consultations, and how do they work?
You know, that's a great question. So when the lockdown happened last March, we just looked at each other and said, oh, man, there's so many patients that we got to see, but we can't see them. So I personally have been wanting to do this for a while now, but, and you know, as when, you know, things happen, obstacles get in your way, you sort of think around those things if you're hungry enough, of course. So we started doing virtual orthodontic consultations, and it sounds real weird because everybody's so used to going into the office, seeing the doctor and all that. But anyway, what we do now is people go to our website, just like Dr. Justin said, so Town Square Ortho, Fort Ortho, or Expressions Ortho, they click on the virtual visit, okay? And there's a one-minute video that shows people how to take photos with their cell phone. They do that, and they upload it to us, and then we Zoom with them within a day or two. And over the last year, we've done about 200 virtual consultations. It sounds like just weird, but we've done over 200 of them. And I have to say, a lot of their feedback, you know, expectations are low. They don't know what to expect. They think it's virtual, blah, blah, blah. It's not going to be that great. But we show them, you know, cases that we finished over the last 15 years that are exactly like theirs. And they oftentimes walk away from the virtual visit and they're like, you know what? I've been in other places in office and damn, actually, that was a pretty good experience. It's very thorough. we learned a lot. The kids are laughing as well. It's just a great experience. And the funny thing is, too, that usually when we do things in office, usually mom comes, okay? We love moms. So they bring the kids and everything. But dad actually shows up this time virtually. So everybody can get that experience. It's been a journey, but it's been great.
Well, it's we talked about the fact that you should come in early, and it's good just to make that introduction, take away any fear factor, let people know this is going to be a fun experience, and now you can do that virtually as well. Justin, We talked about having a great smile, and that's one of the outcomes from all of this. Let's say, for example, we also talked about overbites. If someone has one, other than cosmetic reasons, is there a good reason for them to get it fixed? And what happens if they don't get it fixed?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I know a lot of people do have that overbite. What it is really the overlap between the top and bottom front teeth there. And, you know, I've seen so many adult patients, they come in, you know, they haven't really cared about the overbite for a long, that deep bite for a long time, because all they see is, you know, when they smile is the top front teeth there. And I look at the bottom front teeth, and it's been worn out. And then, you know, so when you have that big overlap between the top and bottom front teeth, you're always chewing, everyone's chewing, everyone's crunching, grinding, you know, during the day, at nighttime. So what happens is that that deep bite, you're at a higher risk of getting a tooth wear, right? So, and it could get to the point where this happens for next few years, could happen for next few decades, right? This goes on. And then at that point, you know, it may be a very costly fix. You know, you may need a bunch of crowns along with the orthodontic treatment there. So whenever that is something that we always look for during our consultation, when they have a deep bite, yes, we do want some overlap. We want some overbite, but we don't want that deep bite. We want to get that corrected so that, you know, we can really prevent that from tooth wear.
You know, boy, I have a million questions I want to ask you guys. Time seems to be moving at light speed here. We're going to have to take a quick break for news. When we come back, I want to discuss pros and cons of treating, a misalignment with Invisalign versus braces. So we're going to be talking a lot about that when we come back. In the meantime, as we've been saying, if you'd like to get your child in to have a quick, free, complimentary consultation with these two orthodontists, here's the numbers to call. In the South Side at Town Square Orthodontics, Dr. Sunny Leong and his team, the phone number 780-434-7144. And in the North Side, Expressions Orthodontics off the Manning Freeway and Fort Orthodontics in Fort Saskatchewan. The phone number to call for both of those locations and meet with Dr. Justin Kim and his team, 780-476-6697. We've got much, much more. We'll be back in just a moment on Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.